The shiur is sponsored by the Freeman family, Lilui Nishmas, Rav Aaron Ben Yaakov Yitzchak Chernikov, whose yard site is tonight. So far this year, we talked about Hilchos Dayanim. We started with cases when you don't need to go din din Torah, when you can take the law into your own hands. Then we had a few shiurim about the prohibition about going to secular courts, and when there are exceptions to that rule. We then started talking about the din Torah itself. The last 5 weeks we talked about the qualifications for the Dayanim, and now that we've done that, we're going to start with the actual din Torah. In the next few weeks we'll talk about the makeup of the din Torah. Once we have good Dayanim, based on what we've spoken about the last weeks, so what is the composition of the din Torah, and where is the location of the din Torah? Tonight we'll talk about probably what could be a nightmare, that you get called to a din Torah, and they say, and the other person lives in California or Eretz Yisrael, and he says, I want you to come to din Torah in California and Eretz Yisrael. Or say both people live in the same city, and one of the Bali din, one of the litigants, says he wants to have the din Torah in another place where they have a better dayanim, they have a better bezdin. What are the rules? When can one of the Bali din force the other to go to a different location for din Torah? And in the first case, where you have people living in different locations, who has the right of way? Who has the ability to force the other to come to the din Torah? In what location is the din Torah held when people live in different cities? So we'll first talk about a case where they're in the same city. Can one force the other to go to a different location where there's a better bez din? And then we'll talk at the end, what happens if they're in different cities? Who has the upper hand in such a case? So it starts with the famous Yosef. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Aleph on the days, says like this: Ki also Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He to Babel. He said in the name of Rav Yochanan, who was the Amora in Eretz Yisrael, the one that wrote Yerushalmi. Hatokiv es chaver badin. That someone is really bothering his friend about some halacha, some din Torah. And Echad Omer Nodin Khan. And this person who's really aggressive, he's tokef. So he says, I want to have the din Torah in our town. The other one says, you know, I'm a little worried that you're going to intimidate the dayanim over here. I want to go to the Mokum Vad. That's a place where there's a lot of Tamidei Chachamim around there. It's more of an official bezdin. There's more people there. And you'll be intimidated. You won't want to try to do any monkey business over there, and I want to go out of town to that Mokum Vat. So Rav Yochanan says, Kofen oso v'yelech l'mokum avad. We can force this mean person, this strong-willed person, to go out of town to that Mokum Havat. So Amar l'fan Rav Elazar, Elazar said in front of Rav Dimi, who was quoting Rav Yochanan, Rebbe, Misha noshe l'chavei Ramana. Suppose I have a claim on, I might be mean and strong-willed, but I hold that he owes me $100. So Yotzi Mana Almani, you're forcing me to spend $100 to take him to a din Torah out of town to collect that $100 that he owes me. That doesn't make sense. Elo Kofen Asavadon Biiro. Rav Elazar paskins that in all cases we can force, if you're both in the same city, each Baal Din can force the other one to stay in the city. Itmar Nami, also we learned this, Amar Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, Shnayim Shnis Atma Badin, two people were fighting about some halacha. Echad Amar Nadin Khan, one wants to din Torah in locally, Bechad Amar Neilach Lelachim Abad, the other wants to go out of town. Kofen Asavadon Biro, we can force him, and they have to stay in their town where there's a Bezdin. So that's the way the Gemara ends. Then there's another Gemara later down the Amid. Amar Ameim, Ameim Rishay Hilchasa. You can force someone to go out of town to the better bezdin, to the place where there's a vad, where there's an assembly, there's a place where the people are always there, and they're always coming there for a dinei Torah. So, in fact, the Gemara really, Ravashi is a Neymar, for Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar said, Kovanos of Adon Behir, we just learned the Maskana was that you, if one of the Baalei Din can force the other one to have the din Torah in the city. You can't say, I want to go out of town. So, and for the Gemara, and they were answered, Hani mi v'hecha dekam le'i lova la'mava. Rav Elazar is talking where the lova wants the mava to go out of town. the Malbus tells the Lover, you owe me $10,000, and the Lover says, I don't, and they're fighting back and forth, I paid you back, and they're arguing, and the Lover says, I don't want to have the Din Torah here, I want to go out of town for the Din Torah. In that case, the Lover can't force the Malbus to go out of town. Our Malbus, but the Malva who claims that the Lover owes him $10,000 and the Lover says, I paid you back already, so the Malva can say, I don't want to have the Din Torah here. I want to go to a place where you'll be straight, where you'll be embarrassed to lie. I want to go to an official professional bezdin, to the Beis Vad, and I have the right to do that because there's a rule, Eved Lover, Leish Malva. It's a pasuk, but I can tell you, pasuk in Mishlei, that and a Lover, if I borrow money from someone, I'm like a slave to that person. I'm indebted to him, right? Indebted to him in money, and I'm like a slave. So, since he lent me the money, I owe him a certain amount of avdus. And if he wants to have the Din Torah in a Malkum Vad, he wants to go somewhere else. So I have to follow him. That's the Din Eved Lover Leish Malva. Now, most Rishonim learn that this applies not only to a halva. It applies to other cases also. For example, a mazik. I say that you damaged me. I say you damaged me, you owe me $1,000, you scratched my car, and you say, no, it wasn't me, it was someone else, or the car was already messed up. So there are also, or other hezik, or I say you stole something from me. Other cases where I say you owe me money, those cases also, most Rishonim say, the Toveya has the right to say, I want you to go out of town to the Beis Havad and have the Din Torah there, while the Nitva, the defendant, doesn't have that right. What's the Svara? Different there, it's a big sugya. We'll just say two of them, Kesem. The Mishnah says, as far as like this, if I say you stole money from me, so I'm saying that you owe me money. So it's like, you're a lover, you owe me money because you stole from me, or because you damaged me, or because you borrowed from me. It's, you still call it like an Eved Lover, Leish Malva. Mordechai says, there's a little logic here, like we just said, that if I say, I'm starting a claim, I say you owe me money, and I want to have that claim heard out of town. So I'm willing to spend money to go out of town to take the claim. So that already gives a little bit of validity to my claim, because why? I'm willing to spend money to make my claim out of town. So in that case, I have a little validity, so I can force you to go out of town. Now have it the other way around. I say, you owe me $1,000, you scratched my car, you stole from me, and you say I didn't, and you want to have the claim out of town. Now that could be very well stonewalling, right? I say you owe me money, we have a bezin in town, and let's have it here and here. He said, no, you know, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, I'll have the Din Torah heard there. Why are you doing that? Because you want me to drop my claim. So in that case, the Maskan of the Gemara, the Chora, well, just, this Gemara clearly is saying that the Toveya has a right to say, I want to have a better Beis Din. By the way, there is a sugya that says it's a hinder to go to the Beis Din Yafe. The Gemara Lamed Gimel says it's a hinder to go to the best Beis Din available. And I can say, I want to go to the best Beis Din available. Okay, Rashi says, because I want to intimidate. I want you to be intimidated there. I don't want you to lie. The difference are, as I can claim, I want, as a Toveya, as a claimant, I can say I want the Din taken out of the Bez, the Din Torah taken out of town to a better, more chosha Bez in the Beis Vad. But you, the Nitva, don't have that right. I can force you, the Nitva, to keep the Din Torah in town if that's what I choose to do. This is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens it. Simin Yodalin, Sifalus, Shnaim Shinis Atzma B'din, two people were fighting over a Din Torah. Zomer Nidon Khan. One says, I want to have the case here in town. I want to go to the bigger Bezdin. We can force him to have the Din Torah in town. So Zokta Shulchanach, that only applies to other dinim, where they each have equal claims. The Smah explains like they're partners and they don't know what to do, how to divide it, they have arguments against each other. They're both equal claiming against each other. So then, each one can force the other to stay in town. Oh, kasher ha-malve nidon kan, or where the malve, kashamra ha-malve nidon kan, where the malve says, I want to stay here. Va'alova amaneh chavesan ha-godol, and the love wants to go out of town to a better bezdin. But if the Malva says, and here the Smahaz, the Nigzel, the Nizik. Nevech le Beis Din Hagadol. I want to go out of town to a better Beis Din. Kofin as a love of Elohim, he can force the love to go with him. Mechayim Tzon Zeshe Ezekov, he also, if he claims that he damaged him, or Gozo, or Sofim him, Ratza Atoin Lalos, and the Tovei wants to go to the Bezin Magoto, Kofin Bezin Shevi Iro, as a Nitan Lalos Imo, the Bezin of the town will force the Nitva to go to the Bezin Magoto. That's the open shot halacha based on our Gemara, that's Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, going in the Shitas Rambam. Okay, so that would be the end, except there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Kuf Yod Beis, Amad Beis. It's a whole Shaka Vataya there. In the middle of it, it says, Avalopas Kolei Bedin, if they didn't start it in Torah, Matzi Amarle, the Nitva, the defendant, can say to the plaintiff, Ana LeBezin HaGadol HaZeinol, I want to go to the Bezin HaGadol. And there we see clearly, the Nitva can say, I want to go to the Bezin HaGadol. Tosef says, Kol Shekein, the Toveya, the plaintiff can say, I want to go to the Bezin HaGadol based on our Gemara, based on Avid Lov Lishmalda. But Tosef says, the Kasha, the Gemara Baba Kama, contradicts the Gemara Sanhedrin. Because in Sanhedrin, we just learned that it's only the Malva has the right to force the Lova, only the plaintiff has the right to force the defendant to go to a better court because he's like subservient to him, he's like an Eved, and only he has the right to force the case out of to a Bezin HaGadol. So why is it the Gemara Baba Kama says that Nitva, even the defendant, has a right to say, I want to go to the Bezin HaGadol? So Tosef's answers, and the Rush brings his answer also among others, Tosef's answer is there's a difference if you look at the Gemaras. The Gemara Sanhedrin said, didn't say Bezin HaGadol. The Gemara said, I want to go to Makom HaVad, the place where Talmidei Chachamim are assembled together, Vad, where they're assembled together. The Gemara Baba there, if it's a Beis HaVad, so it's not the best Bezin in the world. It's just that there's more people around, it's more efficient maybe, but it's not the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, it's not the best Ayonim there. In that case, only the plaintiff, only the Malva, the Nizik, the Nigzal have the right to force his Baldin, his disputant, to go out of town. But to go to the Bezin HaGadol, which is the Bezin where there are true Talmidei Chachamim, it's the best Bezin around. So there, each of the disputants has the right to force the other to go to that Bezin HaGadol. That's the way Tosfos learns answers the seer between the two Gemaras. And based on that, the Ramah Paskins, he argues with Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Paskins, Yesh Amrim, that the Tainas Neilach LeBezin HaGadol, if you're going to a Bezin HaGadol, then Ein Chilek Bein Tavei LeNitva, there's no difference between the Tavei and the Nitva, B'chol Echa Yocholok B'chaveir LeLechimo, either one can say, I want to do a Hidra Mitzvah, I want to go to the Bezin HaGadol, the best Bezin, they each have the right to go to the best Bezin. Now what's the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do with the Stira and the two Gemaras? So there are different truths, and the Rush has another Teretz I have over here in the handout. He says it could be that's talking where they're both being Tovei on each other, they're counterclaiming, they're countersuing each other, or like we said by Shutrim, they each have a Tovei against each other, so that's where each one can claim, can force the other one to go to the Bezin HaGadol. But if it's a simple case of I say you owe me money and you say you don't, so if you're trying to defend yourself, I can force you to go to the Bezin HaGadol, but you can't force me to go to the Bezin HaGadol. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch will deal with that problem. So we have a machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Rama based on the two ways of understanding these two Gemaras. According to the Shulchan Aruch, only this Toveya has the right to force the Nitva, to force the defendant to go to the Bezin HaGadol. According to the Ramah, if it's a true Bezin HaGadol, it's a true Bezin which is made of Talmidei Chachamim, top-notch Talmidei Chachamim, in that case, either disputant has the right to force the other to go to this special Bezin HaGadol. That's a machlokes Shulchan Aruch Ramah. I don't want to say to forget it, but l'maaseh is, we don't hold like any of these shitas. Because the Mordechai said what everyone's worried about, that things apparently change for the worse. The Mordechai says like this. He goes to Arzarua. Kasa v'sefer Arzarua. Kohecha sheyesh bi'ir mumcha. As long as there's an expert in the city. V'yodei din Torah lamitri knows dinei Torah. Harei zedon bi'ir bal karacho. The din Torah has to be in that city. Loshna Taveya, Loshna Nidva. We're throwing everything out the window. It doesn't matter if it's the Taveya or the Nidva. Lamati, Lameima, Neilch, Lebeis Havad. Oh, Lebeis and Hagadol. You can't say, I want to go to the Beis Havad. You can't say, I want to go to the Beis and Hagadol. Everything we learned is out the window. Elodon, Beiro. Each person has a right to say, I want the Din Torah to be in town. I don't want to go out of town. I don't care if it's the Beis and Hagadol, and I don't care if it's the Taveya saying it. Everyone stays in town. As long as one of the people want to stay in town, that's where the Din Torah is. Why? Mimnei haramayin shelo yitcho asim min adin. Because of dishonest people. Apparently, things got worse. People were misusing this halacha where you could force you to go to a Beis HaGadol. So, it could work two ways. It could be that, you know, I see, we'll see, such as far, I see this person, I'm Tovei you. I'm willing to spend $1,000 to go to Eretz Yisrael to have the Din Torah, and I want you to go also. Now, why am I willing to spend $1,000? Because I know you're a millionaire, and you can't afford to take off that $1,000 because you'll lose $1 million every day in this business. So you'll settle me out of court. So I'm trying to wheedle my way to get some money from you, so I could cheat you that way. And if you're a Nidva, it's easy to understand how you want to cheat. You legitimately owe me money, but you say, look, instead of having the Torah here where we have a qualified Dayanim, I want to go out of town. And then you'll say, oh, so I have to spend money to get my money. I have to spend $100 to get the $100 you owe me. So let's split it down the middle of something. So because of Ramayim, the Mordechai says, the Din Torah has to be in town. And then he says a second reason. Vesu, the less lon makam avad, makam kivis chai chame. We don't have such places anymore. We have a group of chacham and sheis vaismen where the people will be intimidated not to lie. The whole svara, based on Agadol, the way Rashi said, others said differently, but the way Rashi said, the whole idea was to intimidate the person who might be strong-willed, strong-minded. So that doesn't apply nowadays, so there's no reason to force anyone to go out of town. That's the Mordechai's svara. Well, the Rama then paskins based on this Mordechai. The Rama says, "V'chol zeh medina." Everything that we said until now, this is the Shulchan Aruch shita and my shita where I disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch. That's medin. That's the halacha based on the Gemara. Avokar nagu b'zman hazeh. But the minig nowadays is shakol zman sheyesh based in behir. As long as there's some bezin in the city. No one can force the other one to go to another bezin. We don't have such a thing as a bezin agadol anymore. So he brings that svara, and Lavush brings the other reason, because nowadays there are more ramoin, there are more dishonest people that will take advantage of this halacha, and that is the maskana of the sugya, that the halacha is, as long as one of the litigants wants to stay in town, he can't force the other one to. The other one can't force him to go out of town, even though it's a great bezin, even though the other one happens to be the Toveya, like the Shulchan Aruch, the Minig is, all Dinei Torah are in town. That would be the end, except there's one little Nekuda, the Knesset Abdullah, we learned the halachas of the Isser going to Arkos, you can't go to a secular court. We said if there's a heter Arkos when a litigant refuses to go to a Din Torah. Right, there's a halacha commissary. Knesset Abdullah says, in Simin Chavav, the halachas of Arkos, that suppose the disputant, the nitva, the defendant, says, I refuse to go within Torah in this town, but I'll go out of town. I'll go somewhere else. So even though the halacha is, if he wants to do things that are l'chachila, he should have the Din Torah in town, like the Minig, the Ramah says, but you can't call him a sarvan, and based on that, the Knesset Abdullah says the Bezin wouldn't give a hedra our cost. That's what the Knesset Abdullah says. The Marisham says, the Knesset Abdullah is basing his shita on the Marashdan, and the Marashdan clearly is holding like the earlier shita. He holds like the ones that hold that you can say, I want to go to Beis HaGadol. He doesn't hold of the Mordechai. He holds of the Ikar HaDin in either the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah, or the Rush or the Rambam. He holds that there's a, I can tie that, I want to go to Beis HaGadol. But according to the Ramah's Minig, there shouldn't be any room for him to say that he wants to go to another town. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, certainly if we see the defendant is just doing it to try to wheedle his way out, and we see he's, he doesn't have any real reason to go out of town, just trying to stall and stonewall, so Aruch HaShulchan says this heter certainly wouldn't apply also. So the maskan is the normative halacha will be that there's a minig that as long as one of the Baalei Din want to stay in town, he can't be forced to go out of town, which is maybe a little comforting that if we ever involved it in Torah, we don't have to worry that they're going to take us and drag us out of town to some Din Torah and then Eretz Yisrael or some place where even though it might be the best in Bezdin in the world, but you always have the right to say, I'm in town here, I live here, we both live here, and there's a Bezdin in town, whatever town we live in, as long as it doesn't have to be an official Bezdin, as long as there's three Tamini Chachamim that can pass in Shaila as a Din Torah. We're not talking that it's a Bezdin Kavua, it's an official Bezdin. The fact that there's Tamini Chachamim here, right, Mordechai's lesson was there, as long as there's a Mumcha and your dad in Torah, someone there knows the Dinei Torah in town. It's not a bunch of Amaratim, there's someone who's Gomir, like we learned last week. So there's someone like that in town, you'll never be forced to have to go out of town for your Din Torah. That's the first half of this year. By the way, based on this, this new Sefer that came out, Dinei Borus had a Shaila. He quotes a Shaila where there was, in Sfas, there was a dispute between a worker and employers, and there was a Bezdin in Sfas, so the worker wanted to have the Din Torah in Sfas. But the defendant said, look, we're both Hasidim. They didn't say which type of Hasidim. Say we're both Belzer Hasidim, and there's no Belzer Bezdin in Sfas. I want to go to Yerushalayim, where the Belzer Bezdin is. I don't want to have the Din Torah here. Can you have such a taina? So the Sefer Dinei Baruch says, unless there's a clear minhag among these Hasidim that they always go to Dinei Torah, to their Bezdin in Yerushalayim, we have this halacha over here. As long as one of the Bali Din want to have the Din Torah in their hometown, and everyone lives in the hometown, you can't force them to go, even though they're both Hasidim, the same Hasidus they have, the one can force him to stay in Sfas and have the Din Torah there. That was the psak that he quotes. Now what happens if they're in different towns? Right? What happens if there's a Din Torah between someone who lives in a different town than you? So obviously the Din Torah can't be in the town because one of them's going to have to travel. So who's the one that has to travel? So the Marik says, it's a Dabar Pashut, that the Toveya is the one that has to travel. The claimant is the one that has to travel. The Nitva, someone wants to take you to a Din Torah, you tell him, so you come to my town and we can have a Din Torah here. No one can force you, again, to take you to a Din Torah, to force you to go out of town. The Ramah passing this way also in the same Ramah over here, he says, HaToveya, so if Leila Fatar HaNitva, he will be Archeres. The Toveya has to go to the Nitva if he's in another city. Even though in the Tovea city there might be a Bezdin that's better, but the halacha is you have to go to the Nitva's town. You can't go. You can't force him to come to your town. I've got this sefer over here. I'm looking up at this Mishnah's Chalomos. So he brings a story over here. I don't like telling stories, but I just happened to see it, and it's no good tonight's shir. So there was a Maisa, the times of the cousin Shemagid, there was a butcher whose name was Isaac, and he died young. He came in a dream to the Shochet of the city, and he said, I want to take you to a Din Torah. When you come upstairs to the Bezdin Shalmaila, I want to have a Din Torah here. And the Shochet woke up all nervous. He's being called to the Bezdin Shalmaila, and he ignored it. The next night he had the same dream. The third time he had a dream, so he went to the cousin Shemagid and he said, I'm counting these dreams, what should I do? So the cousin Shemagid said, well, tell him the halacha is that Tovei has to go to the Nitva, and tell him that you should come here, be me, I'll make a Din Torah between you. So he had the dream the next night, and he told the Shochet, told the butcher, let's go to the cousin Shemagid, we'll have the Din Torah down here. And he agreed. So the next day, he has the whole story. The next day, they went to the Magid, and he put a machitza over there, and then the butcher came in, and that's all nice. You can read it if you want the whole story. So anyway, that's the halacha. This will help you remember it. The halacha is that no one can call you to Bezdin Shalmaila and a Din Torah. If they want, they can come down here by the Nitva. That's where the halacha, that's where the Din Torah will take place. Okay, that's Maisa Shahaya. Okay, now why is this the halacha? Why should it be that the Toveya has the right to force, that the Nitva has the right to force the Toveya to come to his town? So the Gaon says in four words, he says the words I've printed out here, Baba Kama Mevava Mebeis Mandekoyu Chula. That's the Svara. Now what's that Gemara? The Gemara Baba Kama says like this. Baba Kama the Gemara says, it's not really Nogeyah this at all, but this is the way the Gaon's learning it. Dekoiv leke'eva, if someone has some pain, he has to go to a doctor. Right now, we have two people here. One of them is happy and satisfied with life, and the other one is upset. He holds that someone owes him money. He has a pain. He has something bothering him. Now, you're the one that has something bothering you. Well, if something bothers you, you're the one that has to go to the doctor. The doctor doesn't make house calls. But even then, right? The doctor's not going to come to you. You have to go to the doctor. So this is the way the Gaon understands the Gemara. So based on this, the Marik Paskins, and followed by the Rama, that the one that has the issue, he's the one that has to do the traveling, because that's life. You have an issue, you have to do the traveling, you're the one that's going to have to go to the Nitva. He doesn't have to go to you. Right? That's the Sara of the Vilna Gaon. So Ramosha says, based on that Svara, this halacha is a little bit limited. Ramosha had a case he was dealing with, Choshe Mishpat Simen Hay, where there was a machlokas between a husband and a wife. The wife, I don't know the whole story, the wife ran away and had gone to another town, and there was a machlokas between the husband and the wife, and they wanted to have a din Torah. So the wife said, the husband wanted to take the wife to a din Torah because she had run away, and maybe, I don't know what the exact issue was, but she had run away. So she said, this din Torah has to be in my town. I don't have to travel to you, because halacha is, I guess her lawyer told her that the din Torah is where the nitva, where the defendant is. So Moshe said, if you think about what the Gaon said, it won't apply over here, because the Gaon's svara is where everyone is happy. There's no shilas, we don't know about anything. One person wakes up and wants to make a din Torah. He's in pain. He has a problem. So that person that has the problem, he's the one that's going to have to go to the din Torah. He's going to have to go to the nitva where that nitva lives. He has a problem. But suppose we know there's a problem before he says anything. We know that the wife ran away out of town. Right? There's the problem here. Why did she run out of town? Why did she move back to with her parents? And she's married to this person. There's a problem going on here. So when we know that there's a problem before anyone says anything, so in that case, this rule doesn't apply, and we go to the where the Beder Bezdin is. We go where the Teveya is. He says, you go back to that halacha, you go to the Beis Vad, because he's the Toveya, and he has the right to say, Evelover Lishmava, and he's Toveya, so he can say, I want to have it in the Beis Vad, in the Beder Bezdin in my town. Now, when you think about this halacha, it seems to be so similar to the first halacha we were saying. Because in the beginning, the first table, we both live in the same town, so even though we say nowadays the minig is, no one can force anyone to go out of town. But mi ikra adin, mi din adi gemara. Everyone held that the toveya, the claimant, had a better right, more rights than the nitva. Right? We said that evad yirah, he has the right to force someone to say they're both in the same town. He has the right to force the defendant to go to the Beis Vad. The defendant can't force him to go to the Beis Vad. Right? So that was the Beis Vad. So we had said if it was the Beis HaGadol or Masa, they both have equal, but at least everyone agrees that in a certain case, if not all cases, the Toveya has the upper hand over the Nitva when it comes to finding a venue for the Din Torah. So why over here is it the opposite? Over here, where they're in different towns, here we're saying that the Toveya has less of a, he has a, the Nitva has, the defendant has the upper hand. Why are things switching all of a sudden where the Nitva has the upper hand and not the Toveya? Why should things be different in this case? Well, the way the Aruch HaShulchan puts it, what's happening? They're in different towns. Now, what do we have to worry about over here? If we're in different towns, everyone's happy, and one person wakes up, like the Gaon learns it, and says, I want to take you to a Din Torah. Now, what could happen? What could be going on here? What very well might be going on over here is I see that someone just won the lottery in New York, and or he won some raffle from some yeshiva, and he has a lot of money. And I say, let me say that, you know, you owe me $10,000 from when you were yeshiva many 25 years ago. I want you to come to Din Torah to Baltimore. And he'll say, look, you know, I'm busy here and it's not worth my time. How much to hear? What do you want? I'll give you something. I'll settle out of court. Like, you'll, if the halacha would be that any defendant can force a toveya to come to his town, So every wealthy person will be a target of a dishonest people. Right? They were just out of the blue. Here he has money. I'll be kaveya him to come to my town, and he'll have to settle out of court to avoid the cost of the traveling and the time loss, and he'll be stuck. I mean, you'll make everyone a target. So that's why in that case, the Aruch HaShulchan says, when they're in different towns, you can't force the Taveya. The Taveya can't force the Nishba to come to him, to Adin Torah, because he might be targeting every rich person to come. But the other way, the Nitva, he wants to have the Din Torah in his town. He has the right to say, you want to take me to a Din Torah. Okay, so come to town and I'll have the Din Torah here. Right, that makes a lot of sense. But if they're both in the same city, right, they're both in the same town. Now we're both in the same town, we both live in the same town, and I say I want to go to another town to have a Din Torah because it's a better Bezin over there. So over there, I'm costing myself money. I'm saying I'm willing to go out of town to the better Din Torah. Right? I'm willing to go to the out of town. I want you to come with me to that Din Torah. And the fact that you're Eved Lovel Ishmalva, that gives me the right to force you to do it. Our Shulchan says more than that. He says that if we're both in the same town, the Bezin probably knows that there's something, something legitimate about the Taina. There could be some rayas that he might have. So in that case, we can go to the Din Torah. We can force him to go to out of town. That's the chiluk between these two cases. So summing up, in the case where we're both in the same town, we saw those machloks. I mean, dino di gemara. There's a machlok, and it could be nogei. Even the dino gemara could be nogei, like we saw by whether he's a mesarif. I mean, dino di gemara. There's a machlok between the Rambam and the Rosh and Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. When the Gemara says that Toveya has a right to take a Nitva, a plaintiff has a right to take a defendant out of town to a better Beis Din, but the defendant doesn't have the right to take the plaintiff out of town, so the Shulchan Aruch said that applies in all cases. No matter what type of Beis Din it is, the defendant can never take the plaintiff and say, I want to take this case out of town, because he's probably stonewalling. That's one of the Svaras. The Ramah says that only applies if it's just a base vat. But if he wants to go to the Bezin of Gadol, it's really a very chashav Bezin, the most chashav Bezin that there is. So then both parties have the right to request that the Din Torah be held by that better Bezin, either because you want to intimidate it or because it's more efficient, it's more developed over there, and you can say, I want to go to that Bezin HaGadol. That's the Din of the Gemara, the Machlok Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. The Ramah, though, concludes, based on the Mordechai, that nowadays the minig is that if either litigant wants to stay in town, he has the right to remain in town, and no one can force him to leave town, whether it's the Toveya or the Nitva. They both have the right to remain in town, because either we're afraid of people who are more dishonest than they used to be, or because the dinim aren't so much better than they used to, aren't so great as they used to be, to say it's worth going to that other great Beis Din. And that's the minig. Whether a person could be called a mesarif for that, it seems that he could be, based on what the Marsham said, because even though the Knesset Bill said he can't, that's because he's going like the Ikar Adin, but we have the minig now that no one can force someone to go out of town. It would be difficult to force someone to go out of town in such a Din Torah. That's if they both live in the same city. If they're in different cities, so there's Halach Psuka, the Marik, the Ramah. No one disagrees with it, that the halacha is that if the two disputants are in different cities, it's the Toveya, the one who's causing the problem. He's the one that has to travel to the city of the defendant, because he's the one that has the toothache. He has the one that has to go to the doctor, so he's the one that has to travel. The only thing we saw was from Ramosha that if it's a case where we know about the case without them, because we know that they're fighting, we know that there's some diun going on, so then the Torah wouldn't apply, and then we go back to where we are. We consider where the base vad is. If the Toveya wants to have the Din Torah in the base vad, he would have upper hand in that situation, because there's no minik to connect that, and he would have the right to have the Toveya would have the right to have the Din Torah in his town in such a case. So that's what we've done tonight. Next week, Linether, we'll talk about when both Bali Din are in the same town, but they want to not have the Din Torah in that Beis Din, they want to have a different type of Beis Din, a different Beis Din. What rights do they have to say to choose what type of Beis Din or which Beis Din they want to have in Torah, and that we'll do next week.